Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, March 6th. Stocks are coming off another day in the red as caution remains in the air ahead of commentary from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Capitol Hill today. During regular trading yesterday, the Dow tumbled more than 400 points, or 1%. The S&P 500 also shed just more than 1%, and the NASDAQ lost 1.65%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.49%. That's about half a percentage point this morning. That's really positive. That shows we're going to have a strong opening. And I'm kind of excited about it. Now, listen, it's all about Jerome Powell's speech this morning. This is going to be the key event happening today. He typically puts out his opening remarks around, an hour before he speaks, and the media does pick it up on Newswire. You'll be able to pull it up by typing in G/Fed. The point here is this isn't the only thing. We also got a lot of employment data coming out today that's going to be key for. And there's a host of other Fed speakers, on the docket this morning as well. Tech stocks are really positive. This morning, you saw those CrowdStrike earnings, and you're seeing a wave of buying in tech this morning, which is good. You're looking overseas at the DAX. The DAX is up 0.13% or 23 points. The FTSE's up 0.4% or 30 points. The CAC is up 12 points or 0.16%. In London, traders are waiting on the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's 2024 budget statement to the British Parliament, which he's going to outline their plans in taxation and spending. There's talk about him cutting personal tax cuts and reducing the national insurance payroll tax by 2%. So that's kind of helping, move those, the FTSE stocks higher. In Germany, the German trade plus showed a surplus. It hit an all-time high. Exports rose 6.3%. And they were expecting a 1.5% gain. So that's very positive. You're looking last night in Asia. Asia was interesting because, the Nikkei didn't do anything. It fell 0.02%, which is like 6 points. They're really waiting on the U.S. Commentary from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Hong Kong, on the other hand, it jumped 275 points or 1.70%. China fell 7 points or 0.26%. But a PBOC governor hinted that there's more easing policies that are going to be announced, during the press briefings and that was on the sidelines of the National People's Congress earlier this morning. So there's a number of key speakers going to be speaking tomorrow. So markets are anticipating economic stimulus out of China. That's why you saw Hong Kong show a nice strong gain overnight. In terms of oil, we got WTI's trading $79.01. It's a barrel, and Brent's at $82.74. That's up about 1%. What's going on in oil this morning is, Hamas is out there saying that they want to work towards achieving a ceasefire in Gaza. Saudi Arabia announced that it's increasing its prices for its light crude sales to Asia. But that American Petroleum Institute, that API data, it showed stockpile, their estimates indicate that crude oil inventories rose by 423,000 barrels last week. But the official stuff's coming out today. So that's one to keep an eye on. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, plenty to be watching there. And, you're aware of what you should be watching. And then the next question is, how do you follow all of this information? You even mentioned there in your opening, you have Newswire alerts set up. So not only are you aware of the information that's going to be moving the markets, you'll be the first to see that when it comes out. You mentioned comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, as I did as well. Other Fed speak, jobs information. And we also have a number of earnings, including that CrowdStrike release, that are moving markets today. So let's start here with earnings action. We'll dive in. What is going on in terms of earnings today?
Let's just start off with CrowdStrike, ticker CRWD, Charlie, Richard, William, David. These guys beat by 13 cents. They did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 23% this morning. You're talking Ross Stores, ticker ROST, Richard, Oscar, Sam, Tom. Hey, they delivered a beat of 17 cents. They did that on higher revenues. Ross Stores is down a little bit, 1.81% this morning, but keep an eye on it. Box ticker BOX, boy, Oscar X-ray. They beat by 4 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Stocks up a little over 3%. They announced that they're working on an AI deal with Microsoft. JD.com, they released this morning, ticker JD, John David. They beat by 8 cents on higher revenue. JD is trading higher by 12.41% this morning. Upcoming earnings, Victoria's Secrets, ticker VSCO, Victor Sam Charlie Oscar. Their EPS is $2.46, expected move is 17.63%. Okay. Burlington Stores, ticker BURL, boy, uncle, Richard, Larry, their EPS is $3.27. Their expected move is 10.29%. Sienna's are releasing that tomorrow morning as well, ticker CIEN, Charlie India, Edward Dancy, their EPS is 46 cents. Expected move is 11.17%. And BJ's Wholesale Club, that's ticker BJ, boy, John. Their EPS is $1.03 and expected move is 7.56% when they release tomorrow morning, Emily.
Bill, you did mention Ross Stores in there. That was your pick of the day yesterday. We'll see if there was a chance for a gain there when we do a recap on that by the end of the show. Now we're going to turn to economic events. A full docket there, Bill. Give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
ADP employment report just hit the tape. ADP payrolls rose by 140,000 in February. That's less than expected. That's positive for the markets. 10 a.m., we got the JOLTS report, ticker JO. We got the JOLTS reports due out. Remember, this is a lagging economic indicator. And then at 10:30, we have the EIA oil stockpiles report. And at 2 p.m., we get the Fed's Bays book coming out. In terms of Fed speak, hey, all eyes are going to be on Jerome Powell as he testifies in front of Congress this morning at 10 a.m. Then at 12 p.m., we're going to be hearing from San Francisco Fed Bank President Mary Daly. And at 4:15 p.m., Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neil Kashkari will be speaking. So there's a lot going on in the Fed speak going on today, Emily.
And Bill, you just caught that information, the ADP employment report, as we're on air, because you have that alert set up and the information is coming across the tape and you're capturing that right as it comes out, as you will with those comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and all the other market moving information. You also keep an eye on other types of news on any given trading day, including things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're looking at your FANG stocks grouped together, your Dow 30 stocks grouped together. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I got three lower, two unchanged. The rest are positive. That's nice to see. We're looking at your FANG stocks. Everything's showing strong gains, at least 0.5%, except for Tesla. Tesla's down 0.7% this morning. You're looking at some of the other, the banks are trading higher. The casino stocks are gaining. Semiconductors are positive. So yeah, we got a bunch of sectors really showing some good activity this morning, Emily. News behind some of the moves, like, Amazon. I see Seoul Semiconductors filed a patent lawsuit against Amazon. Seoul Semiconductors holds about 18,000 patents. So it's like one of those patent lawsuits. I don't think it's really going to affect Amazon, but they did it with using the European new regulations. Google, ticker GOG, Waymo, their division, their self-driverless cars, they're going to be allowed its autonomous vehicles to drive in Austin, Texas without a safety operator. Meta platform services are restored. I remember they had a big outage on Facebook, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and Threads yesterday, but they did come back late yesterday, but it did knock out hundreds of, thousands of users around the world. Talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, IBM collaborates with Riyadh Airlines to revolutionize air travel experience. Disney, Triad's, the fund, Nelson Peltz, they put out a white paper yesterday at Disney. It failed to provide any meaningful strategy ideas. It really did. It was more or less, grievances they have with the board. They want to put more qualified board members on the board, like himself. I don't think he's qualified. Walmart, ticker WMT, William Michael Tom. They're going to be presenting at the Morgan Stanley Technology Conference tomorrow. WMT, William Michael Tom, something to watch for. Salesforce, that DX conference starts today in San Francisco. Turns of merger news, CrowdStrike, ticker CRWD. They agreed to buy Flow Security, a cloud data runtime security solutions firm. I didn't see any pricing data on that. In terms of guidance. Okay, let's talk Box, ticker BOX, ACQ1 adjusted EPS, 35 cents up to 36 cents. Now, the street estimate was 38 cents. Stocks rallying, but that's not a good guidance. I got to tell you, CrowdStrike, on the other hand, they delivered strong guidance. They see Q1 coming in 89 cents to 90 cents. Street estimate was 82 cents. Ross Stores, they delivered strong guidance. EPS of $1.29 to $1.35. Street estimate was $1.27. And Western Digital, ticker WDC, William David Charlie, Western Digital sees exceeding high end of EPS guidance during the third quarter, during this quarter. This came from the CEO of Western Digital while presenting at Morgan Stanley's Technology and Media and Telecom Conference yesterday. Korn Ferry released earnings this morning. Ticker KFY, Kilo Frank Yellow. They see Q4 adjusted EPS coming in $1.09 to $1.17. The street estimate is $1.07. That's a nice guidance report. Talking shareholders meetings, RGNX, Richard Grace, Nancy X-Ray. They're going to be discussing new clinical trial data on a conference call this morning, starting at 8:30. Talking about buybacks, ticker Box, BOX. Board of directors authorized an expansion of its share repurchasing program by 100 million. Ross Stores, ticker ROST. These guys approved a $2.1 billion stock buyback. And JD.com, ticker JD, they're going to be buying back $3 billion worth of shares. So, yeah, that's very positive. That's why the stock's flying this morning. In terms of catalyst calls, we're talking ticker TRNX, Charlie, Richard, Nancy X-Ray. This is Crinetics. Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on the stock. And Magdrill Pharmaceuticals, ticker MDGL, Michael David, Grace Larry, Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on the stock MDGR, MDGL. So yeah, lots of good news this morning. Now, S&Ps are now up 0.54% heading into the opening bell, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
Doing a volatility play on Zscaler, ticker Zebra Sam. Zscaler. I mean, listen, that strong move in CrowdStrike is really positive. CrowdStrike is up 23%. Zscaler is up 3.5%. I think there's more room to run in Zscaler. Remember, their earnings came out. They didn't really love the guidance, but this could be a shot in the arm for the stock. You're looking at yesterday's call volume, 29,111 calls versus 20,750 puts. That's positive open interest. 100,814 calls versus 83,005 puts. That's positive. Major brokers remain positive on the stock. They've been raising price targets. Powell speaking, anything can happen when he gives out those opening remarks. So I'm kind of anticipating getting in the 212, 213 area, maybe lower. We'll have to wait and see how Powell's remark comes out. But I think it has room to run from there. So Zscaler, ticker Z, yes, Zebra Sam, that's my pick of the day, Emily.
ZS, it is today on a volatility play. Coming up, we'll see if you were able to take advantage of some volatility in your pick of the day yesterday. So stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our hot off the press segment. Bill, take it away.
Fastenal, ticker FAST, they report February net sales up 7.7%. Foot Locker, ticker FL, down 11% after Q4 results below 2024 guidance. STLA, Sam, Tom, Larry, Apple, Stellantis granted Chinese regulatory approval for joint venture with Leapmotor. Biogen, ticker BIIB, they announced interim 6-month data from their RESPOND study. Tesla, OpenAI, says Musk wanted full control of the company. Apparently, Musk was trying to buy OpenAI, and they're like, get out of here. Thor Industries, ticker THO, down 13% after cutting 2024 guidance. EL, Estee Lauder, oh, this is a big one. acne products, so far, found to be sold in the U.S., have cancer-causing chemical in it. You're talking shares of EL this morning. I saw this earlier. They're down 4.07%. Nikki Haley exits the GOP presidential race. Hit the tape earlier. I saw that. Morgan Stanley cuts 9% of its China fund unit to mid-market route, sources say. Apple, ticker AAPL, has modified some of its proposals to comply with landmark EU tech rules after criticism from app developers. Yeah, I saw that, was it Match or Bumble coming out saying, listen, that 30% take on the App Store, it does hurt their revenue. It's negative for them. That's true. I mean, it's a big ticket, 30%. Johnson & Johnson, the latest trial over claims Johnson & Johnson's health products caused cancer, ended in a mistrial yesterday as a Florida jury said it could not agree on a verdict. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get to trading today, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. We mentioned it earlier in the show, was Ross Stores. You did give us a look at the stock during your earnings rundown. After the bell yesterday, Ross Stores reported earnings per share of $1.82. That was anywhere from 17 cents to 19 cents than the analyst estimates that were out there. The company reported revenue of $6.02 billion, and that was above analyst estimates of $5.78 billion. Bill, during your newswear alerts, you did mention that guidance for Q1, and they also gave full year 2024 EPS of $5.64 to $5.89. This does reflect an ongoing, as they mentioned, uncertainty in macroeconomic and geopolitical environments, sort of similar to comments from Target yesterday, changing consumer behavior. The company also did authorize a new two-year stock repurchase program and raise their quarterly dividend. And you mentioned that buyback news also in your newswear alerts. So a lot of news coming out of Ross Stores. It was volatile. Were you able to play the volatility yesterday, Bill? How did your call work out?
Made good money on it yesterday. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at $150.16. But then it fell. It fell all the way down to 148.35 before recovering. Now, the stock did close at 149.17. Now, I got in under, it was under 149. And then as soon as those earnings reports came out, I sold it. That's what I do. I don't want to hold it on. I read the report, boom, get out. I got out at 152. In 140, in under 149, out at 152, that's greater than 1%. Winner, happy. Actually, I saw the stock hit 157 yesterday as soon as those earnings came out. But, everything in the, and I remember reading that report, everything was like positive, 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 positive. And then that guidance was not great. And that's why the stock's getting hit this morning. But, was it a winner? Absolutely. Did I make money? Yes, absolutely. Could you have made money? Yeah, you just had to execute as soon as those earnings came out. And there was ample time to do that because, they went from 157 to 152. I made my money. I was happy. So it's got to go in a win column, Emily.
Definitely a chance for a win there, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Zscaler pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.